This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, I would like to speak about the Quran. It is the word of Allah. He spoke it and revealed it to us in order to guide us. He has in it the do's and the don'ts, the rules, the regulations, some of the stories of the previous prophets and lessons in those stories. And he has so much that he's told us about the future and what's going to happen. That's the Quran. Now, it's the most important word and book in existence. The reason is it's the word of Allah. So if it is the word of Allah who made us, there can be nothing more important than the word of Allah himself. In order for me to succeed in life, I need to be able to read the Quran, understand the Quran, try and practice it, and teach it to others. So at the beginning, or should I say right at the beginning, perhaps your parents might have taught you some rules, some regulations. You might know a few surahs depending on your age. I've known of children 2 years old who can read some of the surahs. Some know the meaning, some don't know the meaning. So we say, together, let's read Surah Al-Ikhlas.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
MashaAllah. Amazing. I hope you read that with me. Subhanallah. So that is part of the Quran. Many of us know it off by heart. When we were young, when I was very little, before I could read looking inside, I could actually read just off by heart. I used to listen and I used to imitate and copy. So I want to encourage you to listen to the Quran repeatedly, the same surah again and again. Choose a beautiful reciter. Get a specific surah and listen to that surah again and again and again. Inshallah, what I might do, I might record a few surahs for this particular program and just let you have them to be able to repeat those surahs. But there are so many other reciters as well who've read so beautifully. Choose your reciter and listen to it again and again. The short surahs start off with Surah Al-Ikhlas. The surah has a name and then you read it. And you listen to it and repeat it, and you'll be able to know it without even being able to read the Arabic language. And inshallah, in that way, you can expand a lot. But it's very interesting to learn the Arabic language. I found that the flashcards are very helpful. Alif, ba, ta, tha, you know, get someone to show you the cards, and you can actually repeat what it is. So this is alif, this is ba, this is ya, this is jim, this is ghain, this is fa, this is qaf, this is ta, this is lad, and so on. Be able to pronounce it correctly. And when you learn those, then you can move on to the little book, you know, the Arabic alphabet. There are several books, many books. Ask your parents, inshallah, to help you choose a good one. Sometimes you have online lessons as well. You can benefit from them, even little TV programs now. And you can follow the alif, the ba, the ta, and learn them. Those, you don't just memorize, you look at them and you should know them. From the flashcards, you'd be able to recognize the different letters. And then you will read the letters that are perhaps joined together. And then you get to learn the harakat, you know, the a, u, and e, and how it works. And then you'll be able to read the words. And then you can read the Arabic language, inshallah. But make an effort and work very hard and don't feel lazy. Don't ever cry when you're learning the Quran. Don't ever cry when you don't know a thing or two. Keep trying, keep trying. Listen, try again. Put away your games. Put away all the little programs for a little while. Every day, make sure you learn. You will learn so beautifully, inshallah. And you know what's going to happen? Allah will open your doors. Very soon, you're going to be able to read looking inside, you know, and it's going to be amazing.
وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَٰهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ.
Amazing verses of the Quran. Imagine when you look inside and you can read that way. It's so beautiful. So this is the month of the Quran. It's the month of Ramadan. Allah says,
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن.
The month of Ramadan is the month within which the Quran was revealed. Amazing. So if this was the month wherein revelation had started and wherein Allah had revealed the Quran, surely we should make an effort to actually learn the Quran. Listen a lot. Listen to a lot of reciters, or one reciter, but many times, many, many times. When you repeat it, it's solidified. Trust me, you will not go wrong. So let's try that out, inshallah. And then learn to read more and more of the Quran. Set aside a time in the day when you put away everything and you just sit, you and the word of Allah, you will succeed. As you grow older, you become a very, very, very successful person. And you'll succeed in school, you'll succeed at the madrasa, you'll succeed in your life. Everyone, subhanAllah, will be pleased with you, and because Allah is pleased with you. So let's try our best to make an effort to learn the Quran. And then there will come a time when you must learn the meanings of those words, inshallah, as you grow older. I hope you've benefited from this. Leave a comment if you're watching this on my official YouTube channel called Mufti Menk Official. Leave a comment at the bottom telling me how much of the Quran you have memorized, how old you are, and how much of the Quran you can read, or what you can do and what you have done. What do you read every day? I want to hear from you, and I'll try my best to comment or to acknowledge your comments. May Allah bless you all. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.